What's up, San Diego? Welcome in to Gwynn and Chris on this Tuesday afternoon. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scravey here with you. I'm here at the ballpark, Petco Park, and my other two guys are at the Odyssey Empire. Gentlemen, how's your day? How's life treating you?
It's a good day for me. Tony, I appreciate that. Went out and had a little golf this morning, which I think is a good way for anybody to start a beautiful day in San Diego. But, you know, some really sad news, honestly, has kind of affected me a little bit today, and I think should affect all Padre fans. I mean, you're there at Petco Park, and I don't think you'd be at Petco Park, right, if it wasn't for, you know, the great Larry Lucchino. And, you know, coming on the heels of Peter Seidler's passing a few months ago, I know Larry Lucchino's no longer a part of the Padres organization, but I think in the minds of us, he'll always be a part of what we've done, what we built here in San Diego. So it is a bit of a sad day as well. I imagine there'll be some sort of, you know, moment of silence prior to the game tonight. And, you know, I know, knowing the Padres the way I do, and I would expect, you know, there'd be some sort of honoring of Larry Lucchino as we move along here. He's a pretty important figure in the history of this team.
He's an extremely important figure in the history of this organization. You're right, Petco Park wouldn't be here without Larry Lucchino. We just went into the Padre Hall of Fame 2 years ago. We had the ceremony here. And, you know, it's just getting a chance to see him again. The couple years ago was the first time I had seen him since, you know, the ownership had changed or when he had moved on. And so, it is a sad day for, it should be a sad day for all of us, but certainly feeling it here at Petco Park today as the passing of Larry Lucchino kind of broke this morning. It's certainly something we all should be thinking about a little bit. And I don't know that the Padres have something planned at this point, but I'm sure there'll be an announcement at some point.
Yeah, I would be assured of that. And, you know, I hadn't even heard he had been sick, and, you know, find out he'd been battling cancer, and, you know, just really sad. I mean, this is a guy, you know, whose vision was great for this city, and he took people along with him for the ride that didn't even really know they were taking the ride.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I mean?
I think he colored it for us. I don't think we, even as San Diegans, who, you know, it was hard for us to see beyond what we had only seen here.
He kind of
helped expand our mind a little bit to maybe see a venue that we're in today that I don't think anybody could have thought of at the time.
Yeah, no, he's a, you know, I often complain that San Diego is full of a bunch of minor league leadership, and, you know, that's why we have minor league teams and done a lot of minor league stuff here. And you know, I think Larry Lucchino envisioned a major league city and a major league, you know, ballpark, the best ballpark you could have across the country, and, you know, major league organization. And, you know, I honestly wish there was more movers and shakers built in the mold of Larry Lucchino that came through San Diego, because we were lucky to have him come through. And, you know, I even tweeted out today, Tony, that, you know, I got to take a second and appreciate this guy for you and I coming on and talking sports on the radio every day. If we didn't have the Padres, what sports would we have to talk about in San Diego? You know, and with all due respect to the Aztecs, et cetera, you got to have an anchor tenant here. And, you know, it's not hard to envision the Padres not being here were not for Larry Lucchino, because who knows where it all could have gone if they never got a new ballpark, et cetera. So,
without a doubt.
Yeah, he's a giant figure. I think Jay Posner, who, you know, was the sports editor of the San Diego Union-Tribune for many years, you know, his note today was that if you look at the three most important people in the history of the San Diego Padres organization, you'd have to put Larry Lucchino right there with Ray Kroc and John Moores. And yeah, there's not a whole lot of other people on that mountaintop.
It's completely fair.
Yeah. Tony Gwynn, too. Sorry, not to leave your dad off. We had to have somebody to watch. But
yeah, no, completely fair
yeah.
And accurate, I think. So So we'll probably discuss this at more at different points during the course of the show, the passing of Larry Lucchino. But kind of changing gears, we go back to last night's ball game. The
yes,
Padres go down. It was 6-2, five hits. They only have, wrote a couple notes down after the game that I kind of starred. First one was only one at bat with runners in scoring position.
Right.
You kind of talked about it yesterday, Chris, hoping that, you know, if you continue to keep having opportunity, you're likely to start knocking the door down a little bit. Well, they didn't have very many opportunities. In fact, they only had the one opportunity with runners in scoring position. That was a part of the issue. The top three guys in the lineup, 1-3 go 1-for-11 with an RBI run scored. And the bottom three go 1-for-9 with an RBI and a run scored. Those ended up being the only runs and two of the five hits. The middle of the lineup was productive, but there was usually no one on at those times. And so, you know, that's how you end up with a 6-2 loss. Pitching hasn't been great yet. It hasn't been as good, I think, as we may have anticipated it being, particularly in the rotation. Today, it hopefully changes with Yu Darvish going for the Pods today. But just a kind of an early kind of feel-out process, it seems like, for the Pods.
Well, if you look at what they've lost three out of the last four games, and you know it's time to panic. And Scraby's, you know, I'm trying to reel him in a little bit over here.
I'm really trying, guys.
Yeah, well, just the best way for you to try is to just not talk too much about it, because.
But how can I not feel like we're slipping into last year?
There he goes.
I just don't know how you guys can blame
slipping
me for feeling a little bit of dread about last year.
You can't feel dread seven games in, man. You just can't.
All right. Well, I have a question for you guys in the Big Five about gelling as a team, which I didn't want to talk
about.
Well,
we'll look forward to that.
Can't wait to hear the gelling question in the Big Five. Yeah. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, we're a week into the season, so we're due for the gelling question. The thing that I see in the three games that they've lost, Tony, correct me if I'm wrong, but in two of the three games they gave up a three spot in the top of the first inning. Right, Giants got up 3-0 right away on I think it was Friday, went on to an 8-3 win. Giants got up 2-0 in the second inning on Saturday, and then went on to win that game. And then the Cardinals put three up there last night. And, you know, I hate to say the top of the first inning means everything. It doesn't, obviously. But, you know, you want your starter to go out there and set a quick tone for the ball game. And, you know, you give up the RBI double to Arenado, and I think that you know, I don't know. A young pitcher, sometimes you're thinking too much about that. You leave a pitch up to Contreras, and now you're down by three. And it's interesting. When these hitters are relaxed and they're not chasing three or four runs, they are producing and they are getting on base and they are creating a lot of scoring opportunities. But the other game that they gave up three in the first to the Giants on Friday, and that game 0-for-1 with runners in scoring position. So to me, there's a bit of a trend there.
Yeah.
If you're down early 3-4-0, I don't know, the guys are pressing. I don't want to say that, but it's just interesting. The offense doesn't seem to flow as well. You know, you've got to give yourself a chance to bat around the lineup once or twice and be in the ball game. So I think that's hurt them.
Yeah, no, they're very well. It's probably some of that, and you know, in the perfect world, you're never going to have to. You're going to get that zero up there first inning, and you're going to be able to come in there and be relaxed. But I don't know that should change anything, right? I mean, you got a good foundation of what you're trying to do. Nothing changes. What the one thing that you talk about, especially when you go down early, which is different than surrendering three late in the game, where you know you have time, don't have as much time, right? This is the first inning. You give up a few. You got plenty of time to chip away. Just keep playing the game the way you do when it's 0-0. Don't change anything. And that's, you know, especially this early, there's no reason. And that this could be where, you know, last year is creeping in, right? Because there's probably a bad taste in a lot of those guys' mouth. And remembering how, you know, maybe the urgency came a little too late, and not wanting that to be the case this year. But we've seen it when they do it right, and the game plan is followed, and they attack it. They put up runs. They put up a lot of runs. And you're right. Three of the four losses, they've given up early runs and just haven't been able to kind of chip away at it. And yesterday was kind of one of those nights for him. So hopefully things reset here today. Yu Darvish going up on the mound against Miles Michaelis, the Cardinals starting pitcher. You, as we discussed yesterday, it's probably been the best looking of the starters so far this season. We've now run through all five. I thought Dylan looked pretty good, but even him at times just didn't seem like he was happy with what he was doing. We know Joe has gotten off to a slow start a little bit. Michael King, although didn't seem like he could be hit, he also couldn't command a baseball. I think he walked 7 in his start. So
yeah,
I think Yu has been the one. He's been the ace so far. They're going to need him to be the ace here today as they try to get a victory.
Yeah, get some zeros up on the board early. Let this offense settle in. But you're right, Tony. You can't, in a perfect world, you can't give up zero in the first every game. So
right,
you're going to have to show the ability to chip away at 3-0 leads, et cetera. But I just thought that was kind of something that I've noticed here in the early losses this season that has been getting down right off the bat. But we should also, you know, there was a couple of nice things that happened last night. Scraby, Mr. Negative.
No, I'm not negative.
Oh, no, not at all. Jackson Merrill got his first career home run.
There you go. Right.
Nothing wrong with that. Fernando hit number 3.
Do you think Jackson Merrill blacked out as he ran around the bases because he did the finger in the air thing? He did a lot of stuff with his hands, which is amazing.
Why not?
I mean, first of all, I don't know if this is true, but I know if I was 20 years old, and I hadn't got a big league homer, and for I don't know how many years now, I've been seeing dudes go big fly and get to second base and throw up something towards the bullpen.
Yep.
I would want to do it, even if we didn't even have something like that on our team.
Yeah. So I did it in my softball game last week, and there is no bullpen.
Well, that's just sad.
But that's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, like, everybody's doing it. So
everybody's dreaming of doing that at some point. He got his chance to do it.
Sure.
He looked good doing it. And then he really blacked out when he came. I don't know who he was talking to in the stands. It probably was some of his fam up there. And then he got a half of a silent treatment. They didn't really do it right. The coaches kind of messed it up because they gave him high fives.
Nobody else did.
The players gave him a silent treatment at first. But Jackson has looked like he belongs. And that was just another chance for him to look good. I think the young guys have done their thing. You know, the young guys, Jackson, when his opportunities, I know Tyler Wade's not necessarily a young guy, but a guy with not a ton of experience doing his thing. Camposano doing his thing. So there's bright spots in it. They just haven't, you know, they're still trying to put this thing together. I thought Chris made a really good point yesterday that, you know, especially as it pertains to the bullpen, Mike Schilt's still trying to figure out who belongs where. You got Suarez in the ninth, and then you're trying to piece it together all the way up until that point. And so, you know, Brito has had his struggles. Kolek is probably been the next best reliever outside of Suarez, and a little bit of opportunity. Him and Matsui have been the best relievers so far outside of Suarez. And so you're trying to piece all that together still here 7 games in.
Yeah, and it's going to take time. I don't have time. Scraby, give it. You know what?
We just need to ban Scraby from talking baseball for the first 3 weeks.
I want to hear you. Not only do I not want to hear you whining after 7 games, I don't want to hear you whining after 70 games. So you got a
70.
That's right. You got a long way to just relax and watch some baseball in full before you decide on this season.
I just got a note here from Dave Marcus.
He
just kind of gave me the kind of rundown on who Jackson was pointing at. Apparently, Jackson was pointing at none other than Wyatt Hoffman, who was in his dad's seats. So that's He's pointing to his boy. Like, yeah, right. I went Big Fly on
so
the big stage.
So then he was definitely alert and knew exactly what he was doing.
Black out.
All right.
Thank you, Dave Marcus.
I just said black out just because that's what I would have done. I probably would have missed second base on the way around or tripped on it or something.
Yes, you would have.
Tyler on the chat said last night, as soon as he hit that ball, I leapt up from the couch and screamed, Oppo Taco! My wife did not know how to react.
Well,
that I don't know if anybody knows how to react if you don't know what an Oppo Taco is.
I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you one thing. A month from now, even 2 weeks from now, the only thing you'll remember about last night's game is his first career home run. So,
right.
That'll hold up. So, good for Jackson Merrill to get on the board and, you know, get back to 500 tonight, get rolling again. Get Scraby out of the doldrums.
Out of the dog doldrums.
Yes, that's where you are, residing.
Thanks, Chris. It's poncho night. They cannot lose on 97.3 The Fan poncho night.
Tonight.
It is.
Yeah.
It is 97.3 poncho night tonight. That should be fun.
That should be fun.
It's a good poncho, man. Yeah. Get on out here. For those listening, get on out here. Get you one of them ponchos.
First 40,000. Yeah,
first 40,000.
Just want to make sure.
So don't
people
show up
know.
Late. You won't get a poncho. So let's get to break. When we come back, you know, we're trying to talk Scraby off the ledge. ESPN is only fueling his fire.
Mm-hmm.
I'll explain on the other end. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
Welcome back to the program. We are underway for a Tuesday. 2:22 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios where the YouTube cameras are being a little
cattywampus
fickle today. Yeah. Cattywampus, fickle. I don't know.
Annoying.
Annoying. Can't seem to get them set up. But once we do get it all organized, you can watch the program on YouTube. Just search 97.3 The Fan and enjoy the program like the guys do. At one of my favorite Italian restaurants, and I'm giving a free shout out because they're just the nicest guys ever. Buena Focaccia down in South Park. It's an Italian place. I don't know if you guys have heard of it, been there.
Yep.
But it's really fantastic. And I went to dinner there last night, and Cosimo, the waiter, he wasn't our waiter. He was serving other tables, but he kept kind of cruising by our table. And kind of glancing in my direction. Finally, he just came over and said, "You're Chris Ello, aren't you?" But he wasn't sure. And I said, "I am." And he was the happiest guy you've ever seen in your life.
Did you say, "I am"? Like, it sounded like you said, "I am," like you were unsure. You like, "I am?"
I said I was. I could tell he was just so excited that he might be meeting me. And so I was just, I tell you what, Tony, it made me feel good just because not only he listens to the show every single day, but so does the chef and all the guys in the kitchen came out and we took photos.
Wow.
And everybody I was at dinner with last night was like, "Well, this is great." And it is great that we're able to kind of entertain and allow people to enjoy part of their afternoons. It makes me feel good to hear that, even though I know that's what we aim to do every day. So
I think it's still, I know I've said this before, it's still like mind-blowing that people turn their radio to listen to us.
Yeah.
Three guys. I can't think of an appropriate word right now, but you know, we mix it up. You know what I'm saying? It's very humbling.
It is. And but it also makes me feel good. Excuse me. Oh no.
Oh, are you choking up? I know what it is. I actually know what it is.
Cracker.
I'm getting to the end of these crackers.
I know
I've been
had
dealing
it
with,
the with
them for like four
Wait,
years.
I wanna, here's the thing though. This is I've been meaning to ask you this, Chris.
Yes.
Because it's not as though you're chewing while you're because you were just talking perfectly, but yeah. Then randomly without chewing.
I know it's like a leftover morsel of the cracker gets caught in my throat. That's all that happens.
I wish good. You would.
You
not
guys will be. You guys will be
those.
My. You guys will be my age one day. So
and,
just,
and so I'm not going to eat those crackers.
Don't
that
eat those
seem
crackers.
To try to kill you every
when you're
day.
My age.
But I am over them.
I know you are.
I'm not even joking. This is not a joke. I hate these crackers. I hate everything about them. I'm so happy I'm getting this off my chest right now.
Yeah, me too. But I don't want to interrupt my thanking Cozumel and the guys at Buena for Ketchup for listening to the show.
The boss says Chris always has Werther's hard candy on deck.
What does that mean?
Werther's originals?
No, I don't know.
It's old
know.
People candy.
Oh, is it?
It's where everybody's grandma and grandpa has at their house.
Don't know anything about that.
What are they called?
Werther's originals.
No.
Those little like caramel things, you know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
I'm about to look them up.
Oh, you know what a Werther's original is.
I do not.
You
don't. I don't have old people's candy at my house.
Oh, yeah, I see these joints.
I'm Googling a picture for Chris real quick.
You won't see them at my house. I don't have any.
Well, it's just straight up caramel, isn't it?
Yeah. But that's like, here you go, Chris. Here's the picture of it. You've definitely seen this.
Okay, it's awesome. Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show is coming up in about 15 minutes. A little later in the show, we'll visit with Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Talking about Mike Schilt, wrote a big article about the former manager of the Cardinals, who, of course, now is manager of the Padres. Tony, you are going to give us some negative vibes about this Padre ball club.
Well, ESPN.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You know, they like to do their 7-game power ranking. They also have went ahead and put World Series contenders together.
Uh-huh.
Already here on what is this, April 2nd?
Yep, we're not one of them.
Well, we're in the third tier. We have, according to this, a win average of 82.5. Okay. So they got us half a game better than we were last year.
Okay.
38.4%. That is our chances of making the playoffs.
38.4. Oh, 38.4. Well, that's much better.
Yeah, a little bit better. A little bit better. And then they have a 1% chance of winning the World Series. So, I'll give you some of the little blurb they wrote about the Padres. It says, during the Cots era back to 2000, the San Diego opening day payrolls have been all over the place, in the middle, bottom, dead last. 2010, that was the year I was on the team. And there was a 3-year run at the in the top 10, culminating in the last year's number 3 ranking. For all the financial aggression, the Padres got an 82-80 record. Third place finish and a winter vacation that began after game 162. This payroll is back in the middle of the pack, and the scale back means that a roster still dominated by a handful of stars has seen plenty of flux. Pivotal issues, the San Diego lineup is top heavy, a problem most noticeably in the outfield slots next to Fernando Tatis Jr. If top prospect Jackson Merrill, the Padres' opening day center fielder, proves to be ready, that fills one hole, but that's putting a lot on a player who has yet to play a single game in AAA. And then there's left field, where Jerickson Profar was brought back after flirtation with free agency. The Padres need unexpected production from unexpected places, or else a lineup that features Tatis, Machado, Bogarts is still going to be below average.
Oh, boy. Well, that's fueling Scraby's fire.
Well, did the author know that Jackson Merrill hit a home run last night? So
clearly, this pinned before he hit his home run last
night. Because even got the... He hasn't played a game in AAA yet, but he's played 7 Major League games. So you're still telling me there's a chance, guys?
Categories are number 1 tier is their time is now to win a World Series. That's the Dodgers and others. The next tier is their time could be now. And then we're in tier 3, which is we're saying they have a chance. Yes. So there you have it.
At least we're there.
There's a chance.
Yeah, some of the other teams in our category are the Cubs and the Guardians and the Cardinals. So we'll see how it goes.
I have a real thing from YouTube that I wanted to read because it's nice. It's from Chris W. You guys seriously have no idea how thankful many of us spend, how many of us who spend the day in our cars, that you three are on our radio airwaves. Thank you all for what you do. Much love.
Thank you, Chris.
Appreciate
W.
You. Thank
appreciate
you.
That. Appreciate Very nice. That. Very nice. You should go work at Buena for Ketchup. You could fit in with all the gang over there.
I do love it when I hear stuff like that because, obviously...
Well, it's just nice. It's nice to hear it, but it's even nicer to know that people are out there enjoying the show.
Yes.
So that made me feel great last night, so thank you.
I can't lie. I hear it often here at the stadium, It's not my internet today, is it, Scraby? Because the fan thing keeps popping in, on and off. I mean, our YouTube.
Oh, I don't know. I think it is yours because we're moving over here. So
okay, yeah. So I'm sorry.
It's okay. The we're trying.
Stadium internet is not great today or yesterday, for that matter. I hear that a lot at the stadium about our show. So I'm happy you guys get to kind of hear from some of the people as well. I'm always walking around the stadium because I'm usually stuffing my face. So I'm walking to get some food, and I run into people all the time. And yeah, man, it's humbling. Like I said, to hear that people listen to us go do our banter back and forth.
Thank you to everyone, especially
when I'm, you know, coughing crackers into the microphone. Yes. Which I apologize.
Make sure everybody, when you see Chris, tell him you don't like his crackers and he should give them up.
He's not going to. So you can tell me if you want to.
Champ says, especially when you eat your string cheese.
Yeah, string cheese doesn't get caught in my throat, at least.
I'll tell you what, I've been saying this for a long time. Chris makes string cheese look delicious. Like, I oftentimes want to ask him for a piece, but he only has one string cheese most of the time, so I just let him be.
Yeah. Look, Tony, I have two.
Oh, you have two today.
And I'm coming to the ballpark tonight, and if you mind your P's and Q's, I might even bring you one.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine? That would be the best day of your life, getting the Chris Ello lunch special.
String cheese and crackers.
Well, look, we can't have Spiro's delivered every day, Scrabe, so you'll just have to tough it out. We'll take a break. When we come back, you are under the gun, Scraby, because it's about time you win one of these Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Shows. We'll see how you do on today's category, and everybody else can play along out there, so stick around on Gwen and Chris.
2:39 on the clock, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. A Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show on the way. Really looking forward to this, Scraby. How about you?
you dastardly person. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I think that sounds like you're not looking forward to it.
No, this is like my least favorite game that we do.
Why? Because this is fun.
It embarrasses me every single time.
There's no way that you should be embarrassed on this one. Do you play fantasy baseball?
I do.
Do you consider yourself a champion at fantasy baseball?
Well, we all know I'm the double champ, so.
All right. Well, then you should be able to back up your status as a double champ by having success in today's category.
Wow.
You have no excuses, but I still think you'll probably end up losing.
Okay, thanks.
This is interesting, Greg, because it's a catch-22, right? You really want a subject that you can, like, win in. But now you have one. If you lose,
that's right.
I don't want to hear you whining about.
I didn't ask for this game to happen.
It's going
to
hurt even more, Scrape.
It's happening, buddy. Don't you worry.
All right, we ready?
All right,
we're ready.
Let's get to it.
All you beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm gonna go...
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, hi everybody, and welcome into the program. Chris Ello here, your host for Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. I'm going to give the guys today's category in just a moment. They're going to be begin naming correct answers. They will rotate naming those correct answers. If they get one wrong, or they duplicate an answer, which I don't believe has ever happened.
I don't know that's happened either.
But we have to have the rule just in case.
No, I think it did happen once.
You will get a strike, three strikes, and you're out.
I think that was me.
Yeah, I think it was,
too. Did you duplicate one?
I think it was this year, maybe.
I don't think so.
That's going too far.
I doubt it was this year.
I think it was last time we played, actually.
Scraby, I believe, won in January. He won once in February. He had a winless March.
Yeah.
And now we're into April. So we'll see how he
does. Less games played in March, though, so...
There are 18 correct answers today, guys. So you're going to need 10 correct answers to win. Let's get right into it. Scraby, you are, as I said, are a fantasy baseball champion. You should have no problem at all in this category.
Zero.
But you will.
Okay, thanks.
Today's category, guys who drove in 100 runs last season. guys who had 100 or more RBIs last season. There were 18 of them in Major League Baseball.
Ooh.
This is the category is otherwise known as the leaders in ribeyes.
Steaks, baby.
So, Scrave, you want to go first? Look, you play fantasy. RBIs is a category. I got to believe you know something about this.
I do, and I will just take the guy who won me the league last year, basically, Ronald Acuna Jr.
Now you're going first, then, and you're selecting Ronald Acuna.
I thought you were asking
if you want to go first, but
I guess you're going first. I just said it, so.
Ronald Acuna Jr. had 106 RBIs. That is a correct answer. That is how the game works. We are underway, and now it is Tony Gwynn Jr.'s turn to answer.
And
a player with 100 or more RBIs last season.
How about Peter Alonso?
He was second in the majors in that category last year with 118. That is correct.
Impressive.
We are tied 1-1, and there are 16 correct answers left. Scrabby, so it's a wide-open board. Who are you guessing now?
Mookie Betts.
Mookie!
You would think he had over 100 RBIs.
I hate when you do this.
I know, but you're right.
Okay, good.
He had 107 RBIs last year. Mookie finished sixth in the major leagues in that category with 107. So Scrabby takes a 2-1 lead, and it is up to Tony Gwynn Jr.
How about a Mr. Matt Olson?
He's literally taking the ones I'm about to do.
Well, Matt Olson won the RBI championship by
wide
margin. He had 139.
Okay.
Pete Alonso was second with 118. So Olson won it by 21 RBIs.
Blew the doors off of it.
By the way, I think that's a record that may hold up forever.
Yeah,
although
for sure.
Forever's a long time.
But it's already been forever.
It has. Hack Wilson, old Chicago Cub, has a record, 191. I don't know that anybody's ever going to get there. Even in this day of offense.
Manny threatened it one year at the break.
Ended up in the 160s, I think.
Yeah.
But 191, man, that's
crazy.
That's a lot of steak. And if you ever watched, looked at Hack Wilson, he definitely ate a lot of steak. All right, 2-2. Scrabby, you're up.
Man,
over 100 RBIs. Or 100 or more. There's guys with exactly 100.
I'm just hoping because he's so good. And the Dodgers scored a lot of runs last year. Freddie Freeman.
You're already hoping?
Yeah.
On your third guess?
This man is hoping already.
See, it's not a good sign.
I know who had a lot of hits and stuff, but I'm not sure about the over 100.
Well, you should pay attention because RBIs is a category in fantasy baseball. And you are a champion.
Yes.
You're also correct. Freddie Freeman had 102 RBIs.
Just
squeaked over the threshold. So that is correct. Scrabby takes a 3-2 lead. Tony Gwynn Jr.'s turn.
How about the other Dodger last year, Mr.
Martinez. He got over 100, 103 RBIs for J.D. Martinez. Every time I see J.D. Martinez's name, Scrabby, I think of our old friend Odd Thomas.
Oh, yes.
Because he had a very interesting nickname for J.D. Martinez that I refuse to repeat on this show.
Well, the J stood for Jumbo. That's all I got to say about that.
All right. Let's...
Tony remembers now. Tony
we know what it is.
Now.
I'm just trying to avoid that. I can't believe that's
wowzers.
His nickname, honestly.
It is, though.
3-3. You're up, Scrabe.
Wow.
I'm just going to go with another guy who hit a ton of home runs and hope that there are people on base. Marcell Ozuna.
Interesting. Interesting guess. Marcell hit... I'm looking for him here.
42, maybe?
Hit 40.
40.
I think with a 40 home runs, he'd have 100 RBIs.
I'm hoping.
He had exactly 100 RBIs.
Oh, thank goodness.
So you're good.
Oh,
that is correct.
Gosh.
Marcell Ozuna. Correct. Scraby's struggling, though, I can tell.
No.
My guy is struggling.
Scraby leads 4-3.
By the way, your boy Thomas is listening. He just texted all of us.
Just told. We know the nickname, oh, yeah. Thomas.
Oh, I forgot.
We just
Thomas,
don't
want
to say it.
You can't say it.
Odd Thomas. Say it.
Thank you, Thomas.
Odd Thomas is out there.
Man, that's the first time that group text has been used in a while.
I know. It popped up blank for me until that text.
Yeah.
4-3. There are 11 correct answers remaining. 100 or more RBIs last year, Tony. Looking to tie it up at 4 here.
I think there's another Dodger in there. I think Mr. Max Muncy was also a 100 RBI guy.
That gives them 4 100 RBI guys last year.
Which is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous, and it is also correct. He had 105.
Mm.
Yeah, they had 4 guys. Betts, Muncy, J.D., and JD. Freddie Freeman. 4-4. Scraby, 10 correct answers. We don't have to pick up the pace, but we have to pick up the pace a little bit. So give me a guess. I'm not trying to stress you out.
What about Shohei Ohtani?
He would have to be there. Shohei Ohtani.
Well, the Angels stink, so did he hit a lot of solo shots?
He hit 44 home runs. He had to have 100 RBIs.
Please tell me he did.
Didn't play a whole season.
I know, that's the other thing, but he did hit for a lot of the season,
he had 44 home runs. He had 95 RBIs.
Just short, Scrape.
I give you credit, Shohei, and look what you did. Needed 5 more.
Strike one.
I didn't need that, Chris. I didn't need that.
All right. Tony Gwynn Jr., you now can take over the lead for the first time.
Well, I saved
10 correct
this
answers
one.
Left. You saved this
Max
one.
Muncy
sucks. Just decided that would be a good time to play that.
Well, we just
huh?
talked, so.
All right.
I was not expecting that.
Tony, you were in Korea when
you weren't
this
here
happened.
When Max Muncy sucks. I was commenting on his fine performance in the field after that second game of the series, and so
I have a stomach ache.
Scraby kept that for future use.
I hope we hear that more than just today.
Well, it will happen more.
I saved this one for a go-ahead point right
now. Go-ahead point, okay.
Go-ahead point, because I know how much Mr. Ello loves this guy. Give me none other than Juan Soto.
I wasn't sure. Obviously, he was on the list, but...
He was tied for 4th in the major leagues with 109.
That's incredible to me, because for a long time, we were complaining about him not getting on base or walking.
He just walks too much.
He walked with the bases loaded 132 times. Didn't
you
know that?
That's pretty good. I mean, it still's a run batted in.
Still a run batted in. All right, Tony takes the lead by a score of 5-4.
Here's
Scraby, there are 9 correct answers left. You have a strike. It would behoove you to get this one correct.
It would behoove me, huh?
Yes, it would.
Mm-hmm.
Name a slugger that had 100 or more RBIs last season.
I'm trying to go through my head.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's a scary place to be.
It is a scary place to be. Give me a second, though.
You can have as much time as you like.
Oh!
You're the one that doesn't like carryovers.
He's got one.
What about Corey Seager?
Corey Seager!
Corey!
Another guy that didn't play much of the season last year.
Oh, I picked the wrong one!
33 home runs, 96 RBIs. Came up short. Not correct.
Oh. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Strike 2.
Oh, no.
Strike 2.
No. Mm.
Scraby in trouble.
I'm trying to think of
Tony Gwynn, in the meantime, it's your turn. The fantasy champ is not here.
He's not.
Me knowing who had the most RBIs is not a fantasy champion.
What kind of category should I have picked for you, Scrabe? I gave you a fantasy baseball
Name
stat
the players
category.
That you had on your fantasy team. I would win that.
Well, you know what? That wouldn't be much of an advantage for you because you spouted off about them so often last year that Tony and I know them just as well as you
That's true.
Who else was over 100 RBIs last year? Tony Gwynn Jr.?
How about Ronald's teammate,
other teammate.
Other.
Ozzy Albies.
See, I have him on my fantasy team, but I have this distinct picture in my head that next to his RBI is like
97. He doesn't even know his own fantasy team.
Doesn't Chris? Know his own guys.
So. No, this guy is on my team this year.
Well, I don't blame you for not picking Ozzy Albies because, after all, Brian Kenny and the idiots at MLB Network
didn't even
name him as a top 10 second baseman.
Which is insane.
That's right.
Despite the fact he had 109 RBIs last year. Tied for fourth with Juan Soto. Ozzy Albies. Tony's now ahead 6-4. Scraby's on the doorstep. Needs to get this answer correct and then pray for a miracle.
Can you give me?
He's going to get back in it. What hint would you like? I mean, the game has gotten so away from us.
How
I have to give you hints now.
How many ALNL is there?
Oh, my goodness. Left? One, two and one. Two and two. This is really entertaining radio. Okay. Two and three. Five American League, National.
Five American League. Okay, so I'm going to go with Marcus Semien, the guy I actually meant to say.
Marcus Semien had 100. That's correct, Scraby. You stay alive.
Stupid Corey Seager again.
Corey's
like the biggest talking point on this show for some reason.
He gets a lot of ink on this show. Tony's ahead 6-5, but it is his turn. No strikes yet, Tony. You have 7 correct answers remaining out there.
I believe Julio Rodriguez
was
also 100.
103.
RBI guy.
Tony is really
J-Rod.
Good. He's good. J-Rod is correct. 7-5. 6 answers left. Scraby, you need to get one of them.
Kyle Schwarber.
Schwarber.
All of a sudden, my man started to come alive a little bit.
It's starting to heat up.
I like it.
Schwarbaum.
It would be a bum if he wasn't on the list, but he is. 47 homers, 104 RBIs, with a batting average of 197.
No, he did not.
That's right. He did.
No, he did.
197.
Wow. That was a joke.
6 for Scraby, 7 for Tony. 5 correct answers left.
I just got one.
You guys are doing a hell of a good job. Keep it going.
Scraby.
Yeah.
Much respect, man, for not packing it in right now. I love it.
Okay, I got one, though.
All right, that's fine. I got another one, too. How about Nick Castellanos?
Castellanos. God, Tony is good.
That is pretty good. I didn't even think about him.
$1.06 for Nick Castellanos of the Philadelphia Phillies. 8-6. 4 correct answers left, Scrabe.
Wander Franco's not on the list. I know that.
So why are you talking about
that? I just would not have had to
stall for time. Yordan Alvarez?
Yordan Alvarez. Hell of a good guess.
He's only got 99.
I will tell you that the number 3 RBI finisher in all of baseball last year was a Houston Astros outfielder.
But it was not. I know who it is!
It was not Yordan Alvarez.
I just say it because Tony won?
Alvarez had 97 RBIs. So you have struck out, and now that you've struck out and lost, who should you have said?
Kyle Tucker.
Yeah. Kyle Tucker, Adolis Garcia, Christian Walker, and Rafael Devers are the only 4 that
Christian
you guys did
Walker
not
was
name.
The Diamondback I was looking for.
We didn't name Adolis Garcia, did we?
No, we didn't.
No, I said he was one that you didn't name.
Yeah.
Garcia, Christian Walker, Rafael Devers. Those are the 4 that were not named. Give Tony his music. Turn it up. He has won again.
Okay, Brandon on the chat. Don't tell me to play the music for Tony.
Play the music.
Don't tell me this. Come on. Now everybody can actually see the salsa or the dancing. I don't know what. Tony was doing some GTL, like Jersey Shore thing going
on. He's running out of moves. He celebrates
I've been doing
so
the same
often.
2:39 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Mass Gravy. Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show on the way. Really looking forward to this, Scrape. How about you?
You dastardly, dastardly person. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I think that sounds like you're not looking forward to
it. No, this is like my least favorite game that we do.
Why?
Because
this is fun.
It embarrasses me every single time.
There's no way that you should be embarrassed on this one. Do you play fantasy baseball?
I do.
Do you consider yourself a champion at fantasy baseball?
Well, we all know I'm the double champ, so.
All right. Well, then you should be able to back up your status as a double champ by having success in today's category.
Wow.
You have no excuses, but I still think you'll probably end up losing.
Okay, thanks.
This is interesting, Greg, because it's a catch 22, right? You really want a subject that you can like win in, but now you have one. If you lose,
that's right.
I don't want to hear you whining about.
I didn't ask for this
topic.
Game to happen.
It's going
to
hurt even more, Greg.
It's happening, buddy. Don't you worry.
All right, we ready?
All right.
We're ready.
Let's get to it.
You beautiful people out there, it's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it.
Ooh, I'm gonna go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, hi everybody, and welcome into the program. Chris Ello here, your host for Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. I'm going to give the guys today's category in just a moment. They're going to be begin naming correct answers. They will rotate naming those correct answers if they get one wrong, or they duplicate an answer, which I don't believe has ever happened.
I don't know it's happened either.
But we have to have the rule just in case.
No, I think it did happen once.
You will get a strike, three strikes, and you're out.
I think that was me.
Yeah, I think it was.
Oh,
too.
Did you duplicate one?
I think it was
did.
This year, maybe.
I don't think so.
You're going too far. But
I doubt it was this year.
I think it was last time we played, actually.
Scraby, I believe, won in January. He won once in February. He had a winless March.
Yeah.
And now we're into April. So we'll see how he
less
does.
Less games played in March, though. So
there are 18 correct answers today, guys. So you're going to need 10 correct answers to win. Let's get right into it. Scraby, you are, as I said, are a fantasy baseball champion. You should have no problem at all in this category.
Zero.
But you will.
Okay, thanks.
Today's category, guys who drove in 100 runs last season. Guys who had 100 or more RBIs last season. There were 18 of them in Major League Baseball.
Ooh.
This is the category is otherwise known as the leaders in ribeyes.
Steaks.
Steaks,
that
is.
Baby. Steaks.
Steaks, baby.
So, Scrape, you want to go first? Look, you play fantasy. RBIs is a category. I got to believe you know something about this.
I do, and I will just take my... The guy who won me the league last year, basically, Ronald Acuna Jr.
Now you're going first, then, and you're selecting Ronald Acuna.
I thought
Acuna.
You were asking
well, I was
me,
asking
yes.
If you want to go first, but
yes,
I guess
go
you're
first.
Going first.
I just said it, so.
Ronald Acuna Jr. had 106 RBIs. That is a correct answer. That is how the game works. We are underway, and now it is Tony Gwynn Jr.'s turn to answer.
And
a player with 100 or more RBIs last season.
How about Peter Alonso?
He was second in the majors in that category last year with 118. That is correct.
Impressive.
We are tied 1-1, and there are 16 correct answers left. Scraby, so it's a wide-open board. Who are you guessing now?
Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts.
Mookie.
You would think he had over 100 RBI.
I hate when you do this.
I know, but you're right.
Okay, good.
He had 107 RBIs last year. Mookie finished sixth in the major leagues in that category with 107. So Scraby takes a 2-1 lead, and it is up to Tony Gwynn Jr.
How about a Mr. Matt Olson?
He's literally taking the ones I'm about to do.
Well, Matt Olson... won the RBI championship by
like
a wide margin. He had 139.
Okay.
Pete Alonso was second with 118. So Olson won it by 21 RBIs.
Blew the doors off of it.
By the way, I think that's a record that may hold up forever.
Yeah,
although
for sure.
Forever's a long time.
But it's already been forever.
Yeah, it has. Hack Wilson, old Chicago Cub, has a record. 191. I don't know that anybody's ever going to get there. Even in this
Manny,
day
Manny
of offense.
Manny threatened it one year at the break.
Got ended up in the 160s, I think.
Yeah.
But 191, man, that's
crazy.
A lot. That's a lot of steak. And if you ever watched, if you ever looked at Hack Wilson, he definitely ate a lot of steak. All right, 2-2. Scraby, you're up. Man, you got? Over 100 RBIs. Or 100 or more. There's guys with exactly 100.
I'm just hoping because he's so good and the Dodgers scored a lot of runs last year. Freddie Freeman.
You're already hoping?
Yeah.
On your third guess?
This man is hoping already.
See,
it's not a good sign.
I know who had a lot of hits and stuff, but I'm not sure about the over 100.
Well, you should pay attention because RBIs is a category in fantasy baseball. And you are a champion.
Yes.
You're also correct. Freddie Freeman had 102 RBIs
to squeak over the threshold.
So that is correct. Scraby takes a 3-2 lead. Tony Gwynn Jr.'s turn.
How about the other Dodger last year, Mr. Aj Martinez?
He got over 100, 103 RBIs for J.D. Martinez. Every time I see J.D. Martinez's name, Scraby, I think of our old friend Odd Thomas.
Oh, yes.
Because he had a very interesting nickname for J.D. Martinez that I refuse to repeat on this show.
Well, the J stood for Jumbo. That's all I got to say about that.
All right. Let's...
Tony remembers now. Tony
we know what it is. I'm just trying to avoid that. I can't believe that's his nickname, honestly.
It is, though.
3-3. You're up, Scrabe.
Wow.
I'm just going to go with another guy who hit a ton of home runs and hope that there are people on base. Marcell Ozuna.
Marcell Ozuna. Interesting. Interesting guess. Marcell hit... I'm looking for him here.
42, maybe?
Hit 40.
40.
Think with the 40 home runs, you'd have to have 100 RBIs.
I'm hoping.
He had exactly 100 RBIs.
Oh, thank goodness.
So you're good. That is correct.
Gosh.
Marcell Ozuna. Correct. Scraby's struggling, though, I can tell.
No.
My guy is struggling.
Scraby leads 4-3.
By the way, your boy Thomas is listening. He just texted all of us.
Just told. We know the nickname, Thomas.
Oh, I forgot.
We just don't
want to
say it.
You can't say it.
Odd Thomas.
Thank you, Thomas.
Odd Thomas is out there.
Man, that's the first time that group text has been used in a while.
I know. It popped up blank for me until that text.
Yeah.
4-3. There are 11 correct answers remaining. 100 or more RBIs last year, Tony. Looking to tie it up at 4 here.
I think there's another Dodger in there. I think Mr. Max Muncy was also a 100 RBI guy.
That gives them 4 100 RBI guys last year.
Which is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous, and it is also correct. He had 105. Yeah, they had 4 guys. Betts, Muncy, J.D., and Freddie Freeman. 4-4. Scraby, 10 correct answers. We don't have to pick up the pace, but we have to pick up the pace a little bit. So give me a guess. I'm not trying to stress you out.
What about Shohei Ohtani?
He would have to be there. Shohei Ohtani.
Well, the Angels stink, so did he hit a lot of solo shots?
He had 44 home runs. He had to have 100 RBIs.
Please tell me
he didn't
did.
Play a whole season.
I know, that's the other thing, but he did hit for a lot of the season.
He had 44 home runs. He had 95 RBIs.
Just short, Scrape.
I give you credit, Shohei, and look what you did. Needed 5 more.
Strike one.
I didn't need that, Chris. I didn't need that.
All right. Tony Gwynn Jr., you now can take over the lead for the first time.
Well, I say
10 correct answers left. You save this. Max Muncy sucks. Just decided that would be a good time to play that.
Well, we just talked, so.
All right.
I was not expecting that.
Tony, you were in Korea when
you weren't
this
here
happened.
When Max Muncy sucks. I was commenting on his fine performance in the field after that second game of this series, and so
I have a stomach ache.
Scraby kept that for future use.
I hope we hear that more than just today.
Well, it will happen more.
I saved this one. For a go-ahead point right
here. Go-ahead point, okay.
Go-ahead point, because I know how much Mr. Ello loves this guy. Give me none other than Juan Soto.
I wasn't sure. Obviously, he was on the list, but
he was tied for fourth in the major leagues with 109.
That's incredible to me because for a long time we were complaining about him not getting on base or walking.
He just walks too much.
He walked with the bases loaded 132 times. Didn't you know that?
That's pretty good. I mean, it's still a run batted in.
Still a run batted in. All right, Tony takes the lead by a score of 5-4.
Here's
Scraby, there are 9 correct answers left. You have a strike. It would behoove you to get this one correct.
It would behoove me, huh?
Yes, it would.
Mm-hmm.
Name a slugger that had 100 or more RBIs last season.
I'm trying to go through my head.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's a scary place to be.
It is a scary place to be. Give me a second, though.
You can have as much time as you like.
Oh!
You're the one that doesn't like carryovers.
He's got one.
What about Corey Seager?
Corey Seager!
Corey!
Another guy that didn't play much of the season last year.
Oh, I picked the wrong one!
33 home runs, 96 RBIs.
Came
up short. Not correct.
Oh. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Strike two.
Oh, no.
Strike two.
No. Mm.
Scraby in trouble.
I'm trying to think of
Tony Gwynn. In the meantime, it's your turn. The fantasy champ is not here.
You know,
he's not. He's
me
he didn't
knowing
show up today.
Who had the most RBIs is not a fantasy champion.
What kind of category should I have picked for you, Scrabe? I gave you a fantasy baseball
name
stat category.
Name the players
category
that you had on your fantasy team. I would win that.
Well, you know what? That wouldn't be much of an advantage for you because you spouted off about them so often last year that Tony and I know them just as well as you
That's
do.
That's true.
Who else was over 100 RBIs last year? Tony Gwynn Jr.?
How about Ronald's teammate? Other teammate.
Other.
Ozzie Albies.
See, I have him on my fantasy team, but I have this distinct picture in my head that next to his RBI is like
97. He doesn't even know his own fantasy team.
Doesn't know his own guys.
No, this guy is on my team this year.
Well, I don't blame you for not picking Ozzie Albies because, after all, Brian Kenny and the idiots at MLB Network
didn't
even name him as a top 10 second baseman.
Which is insanity.
That's right.
Despite the fact he had 109 RBIs last year. Tied for fourth with Juan Soto. Ozzie Albies. Tony is now ahead 6-4. Scraby's on the doorstep. Needs to get this answer correct and then pray for a miracle.
Can you give me?
He's going to get back in it. What hint would you like? I mean, the game has gotten so away from us that I have to give you hints now.
How many ALNL is there?
Oh, my goodness. Left? One, two and one. Two and two. This is really entertaining radio.
Okay.
Two and three. Five American League, three National.
Five American League. Okay, so I'm going to go with Marcus Semien, the guy I actually meant to say.
Marcus Semien had 100. That's correct, Scraby. You stay alive.
Stupid Corey Seager again.
Corey's
like the biggest talking point on this show for some reason.
He gets a lot of ink on this show. Tony's ahead 6-5, but it is his turn. No strikes yet, Tony. You have 7 correct answers remaining out there.
I believe Julio Rodriguez
was
also
103
RBI guy.
Tony is really
J-Rod.
Good.
J-Rod.
He's good. J-Rod is correct. 7-5, 6 answers left. Scraby, you need to get one of them.
Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle Schwarber!
All of a sudden, my man started to come alive
it's
a little bit.
It's starting to heat up.
You're
percolating
a little
too late,
bit here.
I like
too
late. It.
Yeah, Schwarbaum.
It would be a bum if he wasn't on the list, but he is. 47 homers, 104 RBIs, with a batting average of 197.
No, he did not.
That's right. He did.
No, he did.
197.
Wow. That was a joke.
6 for Scraby, 7 for Tony. 5 correct answers
I just
left.
Got one.
You guys are doing a hell of a good job. Keep it going.
Scraby.
Yeah.
Much respect, man, for not packing it in right now. I love it.
Okay, I got one, though.
All right, that's fine. I got another one, too. How about Nick Castellanos?
Nick Castellanos.
Castellanos.
God, Tony is good.
That is pretty good. I didn't even think about him.
A buck six for Nick Castellanos of the Philadelphia Phillies. 8-6. 4 correct answers left, Scrabe.
Wander Franco's not on the list. I know that.
So
why are you talking about
look that up.
I just
that would not have
had
been
to
good.
Stall for time. Yordan Alvarez?
Yordan Alvarez. Hell of a good guess.
He's only got 99.
I will tell you that the number three RBI finisher in all of baseball last year was a Houston Astros outfielder.
An outfielder. But it was not, I know who it is!
It was not Yordan Alvarez.
Can I just say it because Tony won?
Alvarez had 97 RBIs. Oh. So you have struck out, and now that you've struck out and lost, who should you have said?
Kyle Tucker.
Yeah. Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker, Adolis Garcia, Christian Walker, and Rafael Devers are the only four that
Christian
you guys
Walker
did not name.
Christian Walker was the Diamondback I was looking for.
We didn't name Adolis Garcia, did we?
No, we didn't.
No, I said he was one that you didn't name.
Yeah. Okay.
Tucker, Garcia, Christian Walker, Rafael Devers. Those are the four that were not named. Give Tony his music. Turn it up. He has won again.
Okay, Brandon on the chat. Don't tell me to play the music for Tony.
Yeah, play the music.
Don't tell me this. Come on. Now everybody can actually see the salsa or the dancing. I don't know what. Tony was doing some GTL, like Jersey Shore thing.
Well, he's
on.
Running out of moves. He celebrates so
often. Yeah, I've been doing
so
the same tired moves for like 3 years now.
Yes. Congratulations, Tony Gwynn Jr. wins. We have a daily gambit when we come back to more Gwynn and Chris.